On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
Hey, Rome, can I interrupt you for a minute?
No.
Darn it. Okay.
Too late.
I had a couple calls over the break that didn't want to go on the air. One was someone asking for the address to the Reform. Perhaps the tailgate party?
I think that's the only thing I mentioned. I didn't mention anything about a Reform.
I don't have anything in my notes either about
Reform. There's the tailgate party for the LSU fans at hosted by the LSU alumni of Phoenix at Salt Tacos and Tequila in the Westgate area.
Sounds like a good time. And then how about for a homeowner with a vacant home, do you think she needs to have her heater on right now?
Nah. No. No, in the summertime, we do advise people to keep your air conditioning on about 85. You could push it to 90 if you really wanted, because on the inside of the home, that heat and that temperature, if you've got artwork, if you've got wood furniture, if you've got valuable possessions, you don't want the inside of that home cooking. It'll bring down the life of your paint. There's a lot of things we do in our daily lives that add a lot of moisture content to our homes. Showers, laundry, kitchen, dishwasher. So if it's vacant for the summer, we tell people to fill up a 5-gallon bucket of water and put one in each room so that the evaporation still has that moisture content in the home. One of the biggest water factors that we fight in the desert are the extremes, where we've on the outside of our home, our roof may be dry and not see a drop of rain for 100 days, then you get this huge influx of monsoon rains, and that contrast creates a lot of problems. Same thing can happen on the inside. If we're living in our home regularly and using it, all that moisture content, things expand, contract, expand, contract, expand. If you let it get really dry out, then you move back in and you start using all these water appliances again, and all these things start expanding. It just starts breaking down the materials in our home. If you were in the higher country and you had, depending on how long you were gone for, maybe you're using a winter home as a cabin, I would absolutely keep a little bit of heat going, because your water heater, you don't want the inside of your cabin to freeze or your pipes to freeze. If it's not completely winterized to be locked up and left, and you're going back to it on a weekend basis, I would absolutely keep the heat going.
Now, is it wise, if you're going to be in a freeze situation below 32 or even lower, and the house is vacant, would you drain the pipes and then shut off the water, so you would definitely wouldn't have any problems with the pipes breaking or freezing because there's no water in them? Is that wise, or do you just leave the water on and just not worry about it?
It's hard to drain your water lines
completely.
If you turned off the water at the entry of the house and you went to your kitchen sink and turned it on, nothing would come out because there's no pressure pushing through that shutoff valve.
But there'd still be
water.
But
all the water is still full in all those lines.
Yeah.
There's no drain plug for your water lines in your home, that unless somebody engineered something custom after the fact. So you could drain your water heater, but the actual water lines in your home, you would have to somehow cut open a low point to bleed it out.
Okay.
And I wouldn't advise that.
I've done this only a couple of times, but I do have a suggestion. I tell everyone, you know, if you buy a new house or you have an old house, one thing you should get is a 6-horsepower, 10-gallon shop vac. You can use that for anything, not necessarily indoors and outdoors. But I had to replace some shutoff valves, and I used the shop vac to suck the water out. It worked. I mean, there was nothing in there was only a few drops of water here and there, but
our shop vac saved us last week when the water heater burst at Dad's house.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be surprised how quickly it gets cleaned up.
You got to have one of those.
Mm-hmm. Got to have a shop vac if you've got water pressure lines in your home. And we'll be talking next break with Linda Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing. Phoenix, we haven't quite got to those freezing temperatures yet, but a lot of the listening area, the state, Tucson, they're getting closer to that. If we do tip below that 32, frozen pipes can happen if you wake up one morning and turn on your water and nothing is coming out. There's a good chance you've got a frozen pipe, and there's a good chance that's burst the copper line at your home. And if you end up leaving, this never happens on the weekend when you're home. If you do that, and you leave the home, as that water line thaws out, the water will start rushing while you're gone until you get back or somebody notices there's this buildup of water pooling at your home or in your yard. So we'll talk about protecting your pipes from freezing. Should we drop below that critical 32 in the desert? It happens about every 10 years and always catches us off guard because we get used to not having any freezes. And when then they happen, everybody's in a panic. Well, we're going to try and help you not get to that panic stage by being prepared for the freeze.